Okay, you know the deal. We've been busy on the email this week, but keep them coming. You can send your dilemmas to talk@beat102103.com.
Here we go. Hi, Niall and Show. I am pregnant with my first child. Congratulations. Myself and my partner were overjoyed when we found out, and it was really difficult keeping it a secret from friends and family until we hit the second trimester, which was last week. We were invited to a wedding of a good friend of mine on Saturday, and as it was a rare occasion when all of our friends were together, I thought it would be a good opportunity to tell people my news. Everyone was so happy for us. Everyone, it seems, except for the bride. When I told her, she seemed really cool with me, and later in the evening when I met her in the toilets, she said she didn't think it was the place at her wedding to be announcing big news and making the day all about me. She said it was ridiculous that I was posing for pics with people pointing at my belly and I needed to have a bit more class. Wow. When I went to day two afters in the golf club, there was a noticeable chill in the air from the bride and her family towards me. We ended up leaving early. I can't get my head around this at all. Was I in the wrong to tell my friends my good news, or is this one just a total bridezilla?
Oh dear. This is a tricky one. Firstly, as you said, congratulations. What an exciting time for you and your partner, and I'm sure you're just buzzing at the moment. Were you wrong to tell people at the wedding? That's an interesting question, and I've heard different theories on this before about announcing news on somebody else's day. Like, I'm not sure I would have done the posing with the pointing at the belly, but at the same time, it's not like you went up and grabbed the mic at the top table in the middle of the speeches to make your announcement, you know?
Just on the picture thing, because that like kind of baffled me a little bit, but she wasn't pointing at her belly. So yeah. Like, I'm really like kind of a little bit baffled that in the midst of what is this bride's big day, right? And is just, you know, meant to be the happiest day of your life. And I hope it was for you as well. That like she would be consumed by something like that really is happy news. And if you, as your, if you came to me and said, Show,
I'm pregnant. I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger in that old movie.
This is a miracle. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. But I mean, on your big day, like if one of my friends had said to me, I would have loved to have, and hopefully shared in that joy and that excitement. And can I just say, at an Irish wedding as well, there might have been people saying, oh, like Tiffany doesn't have a Prosecco in her hands.
Why doesn't she have a glass of wine in front of her? People always cop that, don't they?
Like maybe it wasn't like the like perfect timing in the bride's head. But like, I think you have to trust your gut. Do you feel like you did something absolutely horrendous? No, you didn't.
No, and I totally understand the logic. It's so rare for any of us to have all of our friends kind of around at the one time. It's a rare occasion that it did seem like a good chance to tell people.
Yeah. Now, if you think, if there's a little bit of you that's like, do you know what, maybe I should have waited, just go and say to her, like, just have the chat with her. I think
yeah, but the whole,
overreacted.
Do you know what, even at that show, if I had been made feel really unwelcome on day two, like she described.
No, that's rude.
I just don't know if I could go back and do the big apology to that bride for making me, they left early. They obviously made her feel really small.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't like the, I don't like the fact that the bride reacted like that, but I can understand that maybe in some circumstances somebody's big day and she feels like it was taken over. But I don't know.
Killian, do you have any? Is this something that would bother you?
This is something I think this girl is totally in the wrong here.
The emailer.
The emailer, yeah. Like, fair enough. I know it's terrible. You were made to feel small at day two and day one at the wedding. But this is your friend's wedding. This is her biggest day of her life.
She didn't arrive with balloons or anything, or pregnant t-shirt.
She did. She made the announcement. As you said, if someone copped it, fair enough. If the news broke, it'll spread like wildfire. But the fact that you put it in your head that I'm going to tell everyone here, it's not your day. This is a day about your friend. You made this all about you. Unfortunately, that is what you have done. You're going to have to deal with it. And that's your mistake. I'm sorry. You can feel sorry for yourself all you want, but you're in the wrong here. And
what's really interesting is that actually a lot of people are agreeing with you. I'm just looking at the comments coming in at the moment. So where do you
ridiculous.
Stand on this?
Can I just say, I was pregnant at one of my friend's weddings and I didn't.
You didn't say words.
Exactly. Because you knew.
But I don't know if it was that like strategic. No, maybe it was. Okay. Maybe it was given who the bride was.
You can work that out yourselves in the friend group. Phones. Rebecca, good morning. How's things?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We're good and we're good. Now, you have a story behind this.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Yeah, so my pregnancy was actually announced at my sister's wedding. Now, it wasn't me that announced it. My brother-in-law noticed that my husband was ordering a non-alcoholic cocktail for me.
There you go.
People miss nothing.
straight away knew and came down and was like, congratulations. I was like, what are you talking about? So he was like, I know. And I was like, okay. I was like, okay, fair enough. I was like, but please, please don't tell anybody. You know, it's not my day. It's my sister's day. Don't ruin it for her, okay. You know. And my little brother happened to be there. He was only like 10 at the time. And he noticed, so he started, you know, he was like, Mommy, Becky's pregnant or whatever. And then the news started spreading and I was like, oh my God, no, like, you know. And my sister was like, seeing the fuss going on, and she was like, what's going on? And I was like, I'm pregnant, but I was like, please. I was like, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean for it to be announced here, you know. And she was like, oh my God, but she was so excited for me. So she actually went around spreading it herself. She was like, Becky's pregnant, you know. Well, yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't have liked to announce it myself there.
Okay.
You know, because it was, I felt it was her day and I didn't want the light being off her, you know?
Yeah. It wasn't intentional in your place.
It just
it was good goss, and people wanted to talk about it.
I'm imagining it spreading around the tables, you know.
Becky's pregnant.
It was in the middle of COVID as well, so you're only allowed like the Bear family, 50. Like I think it was like 50 people at the time, so it was like the Bear family there, and you know, it was nice, but it's like.
And the other thing, it was in the middle of COVID. Nobody else had any news. You were the only news that day because nobody was doing anything.
Yeah. Can I ask you though, in terms of how the bride reacted, like, do you think she should have just said she was upset and kind of, because she kind of like ignored them on day two and stuff? What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think it's probably a bit of an overreaction, really. Like, she probably shouldn't have reacted as bad as she did. But I see where she's coming from. But there's no need to ignore your friend. At least just say, I don't like the fact that you announced it at my wedding.
Yeah.
You know, and you could at least apologise for it or whatever, but, you know, ignoring him is probably a bit much.
Okay, well said,
Rebecca.
Thank you
so much for sharing with us, and have a great day. All right?
Bye-bye. Okay, let's fly through some of the messages coming in. Do you want to start?
Okay. Alice, no, the complete wrong time. That's their day. Let them have it. You find a separate day and enjoy it as your own. I was also pregnant at my cousin's wedding and people were delighted, but they knew before and I wouldn't have shared it on the day. I'm sure she meant no harm, but it just wasn't the time.
Mila kind of agreeing. There's a place and a time to announce news like that. I think what she did is absolutely horrible and selfish. Now, I wouldn't talk to a guest like that after it, but talk about stealing thunder on a bride's biggest day of her life.
Nick, nope, she shouldn't have done that. I was pregnant at my boyfriend's wedding and I personally waited until a week after they came back from their honeymoon to announce our pregnancy.
Okay, Annalise taking a different perspective on this. If the bride thinks that someone saying they're pregnant to a few people at her wedding is taking away from her, then she's really insecure. And if she can't be happy for her friend, then she is no friend.
Ria, this is for you, Killian. Stand up. I'm usually team show, but Killian hit the nail on the head this morning. Emailer is feeling sorry for herself. Understandable, all her friends were together that day. However, they were all there to celebrate the bride's day, not her baby news. There is a time and a place. However, this wasn't it.
And Amy again on the other side. She is a bridezilla. Like it was said already, she didn't grab the mic and announce it. She told her friends together. A great, wonderful piece of news. And if the bride isn't happy for her, she's not a true friend. Let it over your head, girl, and enjoy the wonderful bubble. Your true friends will shine when the baby arrives, and nothing matters more than your family. You don't need negative people, and either does your bundle of joy.
Actually, there's a few more of those coming in. Hi, Beat. My daughter announced she was pregnant at my sister's wedding and everyone was so happy for her, including my sister and her husband. They were all so excited. Somebody else calls her a bridezilla. Ned said it's not like she went up to the altar and grabbed the mic off the priest. As for the pictures, people take photos at weddings all the time.
And last thought just for now from Rachel, who thinks there was a better time to do this.
That bride has possibly spent the last year planning, organising, doing everything for her wedding. It's her day. And then you've one of your friends come along and in the midst of it go, oh, guess what, while we're all together, I'm pregnant. So then, like, when other friends are talking to her, oh, did you hear, you know, Mary's pregnant or blah blah blah. And that's not right. I think the bride or this friend really should have picked a better moment.